Hello?
Okay, we're joining Rabbi Ephraim Levine in 1 second. Please hold on. Thank you so much. Okay, Rabbi Levine?
Yes, yes.
Okay, you're about to go on.
Okay.
Okay, you could start, I think, right now.
Good evening. Shalom Aleichem. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for having me. We also want to thank Jake Wyman for hosting. I appreciate it. And we also want to thank our sponsor, who has graciously dedicated tonight's shiur, L'zeichu U'l'ilui Nishmas Manish Yitzchok Ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah. This week is Parshas Korach. Parshas Korach is a very painful parsha. That's not necessarily the right thing to say. It's interesting that Rashi here in the beginning of the parsha says, "Parsha zu yofo nidreshes." The Medrash Rabbi Tanhuma. We learn about in this week's parsha machlokes. We learn about dispute, a rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu, Korach, and Dothan va'Aviron, Wind and Peles, and the 250 men who joined in this ugly rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu. Obviously, Rashi, by telling us Parsh Zu Yofa Nidreshes, it is expounded in a beautiful way. Rashi is trying to tell us that there are many lessons. There are many lessons to learn as to our dealing with Jewish leadership, and there's a lot of good to take out of the lessons learned from this parsha. It's interesting that in addition to the event of Korach's challenge to Moshe, Kolam kulam kidoyishim uvesoichem Hashem, madua tismasu al kahal Hashem, why do you elevate yourself over the rest of the Jewish people? Why did you take for yourself the malchus and give your brother Aaron Kohuna, your other members of the family? And Sukkim tell us that, as Rashi elaborates, there was a challenge. After we read the parsha, we also read the Haftarah. And we have a tradition that the Haftarah parallels, it presents more often than not a similar theme, but it shows us a different perspective, or it at times fills in a different angle on a major theme of the parsha. And certainly this week is no exception. But after Torah, we learn about the end of the life of Shmuel HaNavi, when he is giving his final farewell to the people. And he reflects upon the challenge that the Jewish people had to his leadership. Our story begins really in the middle of the story. The story is, "Vayomer Shmuel va'am, l'chu v'melcha ha'yilgal, u'nechadei shem ha'melucha." You have here a king, Shaul, the first king of the Jewish people. And you should go, you should be renew the melucha, you shall pay homage to your king and declare before him that you accept his authority. The king will go before you, and he will now take over the leadership of the Jewish people. Uvonai, and my children, Hinom Itachem, Vani Hislachtim Lefnechem, Minurai Vahayom. And then Shmuel goes on to give the Jewish people Mutzer. He goes on to tell them that I've been very good to you. I was your leader. I served you with sincerity, devotion, and you rebelled against me. You rejected my leadership. And the words that he uses in the next pasuk is very similar to what we find in the parasha. Hineni anuvi neged Hashem v'neged Mashichoi. Eshar mi lokmachti. V'chamor mi lokmachti. Did I steal? Did I take the axe, the donkey of any member of the Jewish people? Yesmi oshakti. Esmi ratzaisi. Miyad mi lokachti choyfer. Did I abuse my power? And he goes on and on to give Mussar, to rebuke the Jewish people, in essence, for rejecting his leadership. And we have to appreciate that to really understand the full depth of what Shmuel said to the Jewish people at this time, as he wishes them his final farewell, is referring back to a few psukim back, where he wishes them, the Jewish people come to him, and they tell him, we want a melech. You, Shmuel, are a shofet. And the time has come to fulfill what it says in the Torah, that when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you shall soin tosim olech a melech, you shall appoint yourself a king to lead the Jewish people. And back in those psukim, Shmuel was very insulted. And he said to them, what have I not done for you? Why are you rejecting my leadership? What is the problem? Why do you feel compelled now at this moment in time to select for yourself a king? And here, what we read in the Haftarah, is just was taking place a little bit later after Shaul leads into war, and he opens up old wounds of what happened in the past. So the question we want to present here is as follows: why is it, and in this week's parsha, when Moshe Rabbeinu was challenged by Korach and all of his people to step down, to hand over his authority to Korach, did Moshe Rabbeinu thoroughly reject the challenge, thoroughly reject their request? Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jewish people, you're rejecting my leadership, you're rejecting Aaron. Everything that we did, we've done over here was according to Hashem, Al Piruach HaKodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to do this. How dare you? And tomorrow, I will prove you that we have been selected. You will offer Ketores, and we will see if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept the Ketores, will not accept the Ketores. And indeed, the earth opened up and swallowed all of these evil people. Moshe Rabbeinu refused to give in to even the smallest degree to the complaint of the Jewish people. He rejected their argument. He challenged them to bring an offering to see if Hashem would accept the offering. And indeed, he prayed to Hashem that the earth should open up and swallow up the evildoers alive. On the other hand, in the Haftarah, when we reflect upon a challenge to the authority of Shmuel, and Shmuel here at the end of his life is giving mutzer to the people for them rejecting his leadership. When we go back and we learn about the details of the people coming to Shmuel and asking that they want a leader to take over the reins of authority and Shmuel should step down, it was just the opposite. Shmuel gave in. Shmuel accepted their request. Shmuel stepped down. He appointed Shaul to be the melech over the Jewish people. Of course, he consulted with Hashem, and Hashem told him that he should listen to everything that they request. Hashem added that they're not just rebelling against you, they're rebelling against me. But the basic question we want to ask is, why is it? We have over here two stories. The story of Moshe Rabbeinu, the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the leadership of Shaul. With regard to the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu rejected their arguments, counter-challenged them, and punished, prayed that the people who were evil should be eliminated. Whereas when the authority of Shmuel was challenged, Shmuel conceded. He gave in. He allowed them to have their melech. You want a melech? Here is the melech. He gave in. He set them up. He helped the melech in his role of leadership. And then, when it came time to leave, to depart, he then gave them musar and told them, how dare you challenge my authority, my leadership. What you've done is a horrific avera. And of course, we have to understand that even the Torah says that there should be a king in the Jewish people. Chazal elaborate, they tell us that the reason why they wanted a king in this instance was for the wrong reason. So it was viewed as a challenge. So just to review very quickly, again, why we have over here in front of us two different stories. Two leaders, leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu and the leadership of Shaul. With regard to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe did not allow them to continue in their challenge. With regard to Shmuel, Shmuel gave in, gave them what they want, and then later at the end gave them musar, fire and brimstone. How dare they challenge his authority? What's the difference? So I'd like to suggest the following answer. And it's not a complete idea. This requires more study to determine if this indeed is correct. And I leave that to you to analyze. The difference is, with regard to Moshe Rabbeinu, the primary rebellion was not against Moshe. It was a rejection of Hashem. Kolom kulam kedosh, and Rashi says we all stood at Har Sinai. We were all there. We all saw Hashem panim al panim. They saw Hashem. They heard Hashem. They were present together with Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, this idea needs to be developed a little bit more to prove if this idea is correct. But it would appear that the primary challenge of the Jewish people regarding Moshe was not Moshe. It was a rebellion against Hashem. And in fact, that's why there was the offering of the Ketores, the Korbanos to Hashem. The proof has to really be developed more. Whereas, regarding Shmuel, it wasn't against Hashem. The primary rebellion was against Shmuel. They didn't want Shmuel. Shmuel took it personally. Shmuel goes to Hashem and he says to Hashem, look what they want. They're rejecting my authority, my leadership. Hashem indeed says to him immediately, it's not you, they're rebelling against me. There is no question that there is an element of rebellion against the leader and against Hashem in both situations. But the question is, what is the primary rebellion? Is the primary rebellion against Hashem, or is the primary rebellion against the leader? We are suggesting that regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, the primary rebellion was not Moshe, it was against Hashem. Whereas Shmuel, the primary rebellion was against Shmuel, not against Hashem. And the two stories teach us a very different response. When someone rebels against Hashem and you are the leader, there is a zero tolerance policy. If you're a leader, you represent the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the people are rebelling against Hashem, you have to go to an extreme. Moshe Rabbeinu with the fowl of the earth should swallow up these people who are rebelling against Hashem. They are going to destroy the essence of Klal Yisrael. There is a zero-tolerance policy. Whereas Shmuel immediately stepped down. The rebellion was against Shmuel. I'm only a person. I'm just Hashem's. I'm a custodian. I'm of the Jewish people. I'm a representative. If you don't want me, okay, there will be someone else. It's a terrible avera to rebel against the one who Hashem appointed to be your leader. But being that the rebellion was not against, the primary rebellion was not against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the proper thing is to step down. You want to rebuild? You don't want me? Okay, have another leader. And then when the people have what they want, you give them what you want. They want. Here, have what you want. It's yours. Now, let us review what you have done. Let us review the sin, the horrible avera of what you have done. Have you ever rejected the shofet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Let me now give you the musr that you deserve. So again, we're suggesting that regarding Moshe and Shmuel, there was really a double rebellion. Every time a person rejects a rabbinic authority, it's a rebellion against the person, and it's a rebellion against who he represents, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But sometimes there's more of a focus and emphasis on one of the two. Regarding Moshe, the primary rebellion was against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu established Klal Yisrael. Regarding Shmuel, the primary rebellion was against the individual, the representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These two situations demand a different response. When the primary focus rebellion is against Hashem, there's a zero-tolerance policy, and Moshe Rabbeinu was misfouled that the earth should open up and swallow up Korach v'Adosai. Shmuel, where the rebellion was against him, it was personal. A person doesn't have a right to go to an extreme. A person has to focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shmuel, in his humility, he stepped down. He stepped down. He appointed a leader to take his place, Shaul HaMelech. And when the people had what they wanted, now Shmuel returned and he gave them Musar. How dare you? How dare you challenge authority? But that's only after he humbled himself by removing himself from the situation, because it was personal. The people rejected him. If it's without me, I step down, I appoint a replacement, and now I can be objective, and we can all be objective, because I'm no longer your leader. You no longer have to listen to me. There's a replacement. We can be objective, and now let's analyze the severity of what you have done. You need to do teshuva for this avera. But Moshe Rabbeinu, the objectivity is there from the start because it was not against Moshe, it was against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maftar here complements the parasha. There's a lot to learn, a lot to study. Every situation is different. There are no two situations in life that are the same. We can never generalize when it comes to authority, leadership, trust, guidance. Life is complicated. There are issues, and the issues have to be dealt with responsibly. But before we can deal with the issue, we have to know what is the issue. More often than not, it seems that the issue is one thing, but when we dig deeper below the surface, we discover the issue is really something else entirely. And what we claim, or what others claim, is just a front. It's just an excuse to cover up for what's really, really bothering us. When there's a rebellion against an authority, who are we really rebelling against? The person or something deeper? And each situation demands a different approach, response. So we merit to learn the lessons, these events, and improve ourselves and do teshuva, to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to witness HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless the Jewish people with an abundance of success and salvation. And we all witness the coming of Mashiach. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful evening, a wonderful week.